妹，早安。
Good to see all of you this morning.
很高兴又见到大家。
And I think before we start, we need to dismiss the youth and the children. You can go to your classrooms.
青少年可以去教室啦。
The Bible contains numerous one another commands.
圣经里边有很多关于彼此的戒律。
Someone counted there are 59 one another commands with about 100 times of them appearing in the New Testament.
有人数过有59个这样的诫命出现过100次在圣经里。
And the most familiar to us is to love one another.
我们最熟悉的是彼此相爱。
But then there are so many others like serve one another, encourage one another, and so on.
其他的呢还有包括服侍彼此服侍彼此劝慰。
And then there is also bear with one another and forgive one another, which is one of my favorites.
还有就是彼此忍耐彼此饶恕是我最喜欢的。
Because I felt that it's so candid, we need to bear with one another.
这是非常的直言的是我们要
And then there is also submit for, to one another, pray for one another, and so on.
还有是彼此顺服彼此代祷。
And then in the end, there was a whole bunch of do not grumble, do not judge, do not provoke, do not envy, do not slander one another.
还有一些不要的，不要互相抱怨，不要背后议论。
And then among all of these one another commands, love one another is the most numerous.
这所有的戒律当中呢，彼此相爱是出现的频率最高的。
It is the foundation of all of those other one another commands.
它是所有其他诫命的根基。
And another way to think about it is that all the one another commands is really concrete and specific ways for us to live out that one another, love one another command.
换个角度来说呢，这些彼此相关的诫命呢，实际上是实行这个彼此相爱的诫命的具体的方式。
And today's message, I'll be speaking about encourage one another.
今天的信息呢，我们要谈彼此劝慰。
So the biblical concept of encouraging one another comes from the Greek word of parakaleo.
彼此劝慰呢，这个圣经的概念是源于希腊的词叫 parakaleo.
And that word literally means that we're going to come along someone's side and then comfort them, exhort them, and strengthen them.
这个字面，这个希腊字面的意思就是走到一个人的旁边呢，它包含着安慰、劝慰。
So my wife told me that the moment I talk about Greek words, that all of you are going to tune out.
我太太告诉我，我一讲希腊词，你们就听不进去了。
And I said, no way.
我说不会的。
So she is not here. She's helping James teach Alpha Youth this morning.
她在帮年轻人教他们的主日学。
So later on, you see her. You tell her that the moment you hear the Greek word, you all come awake.
一会儿你告诉他，你一听见这希腊词，你们就醒了啊。
So now, even though that encourage one another command does not appear as numerous times, as many times as the love one another command, that word actually encourage appear actually by itself more than 100 times in the Bible.
尽管彼此鼓励这个词呢，出现的次数不如彼此相爱的频繁，但是呢，它在圣经上也是出现了上百次。
This is because the authors of the New Testament, they, especially Paul himself, were encouraging others in their letters.
这是因为在新约的作者，尤其是保罗本人呢，是常常在书信中鼓励他人。
Or they are also recording how other people are being encouraged.
或者他们会记录别人受到鼓励的情形。
So in other words, not only encourage one another is a biblical command,is also actively practiced in the Bible, and in the early churches.
换言之呢，就是彼此鼓励不只是一个圣经的命令，而且在早期教会中被积极实践的一种事实。
Now, encourage one another is not just making feel emotionally better.
鼓励呢，不只是在别人提供一个情绪的价值。
Although sometimes it could be just that.
但是有时候确实是这样有这样的帮助的。
But however, if we fixate on just lifting someone emotionally, we can lapse into this popular culture of positive thinking.
如果我们只是一味的关注一个人的情绪呢，我们容易陷于这种现在流行的这种正面冥想的文化。
In with positive thinking, that we believe that we can actually change reality by thinking positively.
我们就会误认为通过积极的心态呢，就能改变现实。
Or we can fall into this problem of there is always a silver lining syndrome.
或者我们容易落入凡事总有光明一面的思维的陷阱。
And sometimes when we go visit someone who is sick, we say, oh, now you can actually slow down and appreciate life.
比如说我们去探访病患的时候，我们跟他们说，现在也许主让你放慢脚步去享受生活了。
Or maybe when you meet with someone who lost a loved one and you say, oh, at least you guys had some good times.
或者你对一个失去亲人的说，至少你们曾经有过美好的时光。
We end up dismissing that real grief and difficulty someone is facing.
结果呢，我们因为这样做呢，否定了、忽视了他们正在经历的悲伤和痛苦。
Just because we are so focused on helping someone feel better.
就是因为我们太过于想让他的情绪改变。
So what is a more comprehensive and accurate definition of encouragement?
那什么是一个更全面、更准确的彼此鼓励的定义呢？
In the passage we read today, we'll see that if someone is grieving or discouraged, encouragement is comforting them.
这在我们读的章节当中，我们看到在别人悲伤灰心的时候，鼓励意味着安慰他们。
It's sharing the pain and also giving them hope.
分担他们的痛苦，给他们带来盼望。
And then on the other hand, if someone is not on the right track, encouragement is really about exhorting them and nudging them to go in the right direction to give them a wake-up call.
当人偏离正途的时候，鼓励则表现出劝慰和推动。他的目的是在唤醒他们。
And then if somebody is exhausted, it's really to help them restore strength.
当人感到精疲力竭的时候呢，鼓励则是帮助他们恢复力量。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it tells us the primary motive to encourage one another is to build one another up.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，彼此鼓励的主要目的是互相造就。
Building one another up is another way of saying that to help them grow spiritually.
互相造就，换言之就是帮助他们在灵命上成长。
Hebrews 10:24 says the same thing, and let us continue to consider how to motivate one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another even more as you see the day of the Lord coming nearer.
在希伯来书第十章二十四节也表达了同样的含义，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此劝慰，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So feeling emotionally better may be a byproduct, but not the end goal in itself.
在情感上感到缓解或者是舒畅是一种附带的益处，不是最终的目标。
Now starting with verse 12, 1 Thessalonians 5 give us a list of concrete examples of how one may encourage others.
在提撒罗尼迦前书第五章举例了一些具体的例子，讲明我们如何鼓励别人。
It described four types of people to encourage.
在这个文中描述了四种需要鼓励的人。
Those who labor among you, the idle, the faint-hearted, and the weak.
在你们中间劳苦，在主里还不守规矩的人，灰心的人和软弱的人。
And then for these four types of people,The Bible tells us how we should encourage each of them.
对于这种四类的人呢，圣经告诉我们如何去鼓励他们。
And for those who labor among you, we need to respect and esteem.
在你们中间劳苦的人呢，我们需要尊重、敬重。
For the idle, we need to admonish.
那些游手好闲的人呢，我们需要劝解。
For the faint-hearted, we need to encourage.
那些胆怯灰心的人，我们需要鼓励、安慰。
For the weak, we need to help.
那些软弱的人，我们需要扶持。
And then for all of them, we have to be patient.
对所有的人呢，都需要忍耐。
Now, at first, it may seem that it's kind of strange that list of people should start with those that labor among us and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
在这当中呢，我们觉得可能有点奇怪的是，一开始在你们中间劳苦的人需要被鼓励。
So Paul was talking about the church leaders who worked to serve the church.
保罗在这指的教会的领袖们。
So we can also think of this more broadly of those who labors to serve us.
我们也可以更拓管一下，就是那些服侍我们的人。
But you may ask, wait, aren't those people the spiritual mature people?
你也许会奇怪，这些不是都是在灵命上很成熟的人吗？
Now it may make sense that we're going to help the idle and the faint-hearted and the weak, encourage all of those people. But why do we have to encourage these spiritually mature people?
你会觉得那些软弱的和那些灰心的人需要安慰，为什么属灵的领袖也需要安慰呢？
Well, the short answer is that those spiritually mature are not immune to exhaustion and discouragement.
虽然那些灵命上成熟的人，他们也是。会受到沮丧。
We have this ideal picture that the spiritually mature would know how to draw strength from God.
我们头脑里有这种概念，就是我们属灵的领袖可以从神直接汲取力量。
And they can stand firm despite hard work and challenges.
不管什么样的挑战，他们能站立不动。
We have this misconception that encouragement is a one-way street.
我们总是这样想，这是总是一方面的。
From those spiritually mature to the young Christians.
就是这些灵命坚强的领袖是可以用来安慰我们的。
But in reality, our leaders can have a heavy burden both from a quantity perspective.
但是实际的是，我们的领袖们也需要被安慰。
Because there is a lot of work to be done in the church.
因为教会里有很多的事工需要。
And also a heavy burden from an emotional perspective.
而且他们在很多在情感方面有很重的负担。
When issues arise in a church, it is not easy to dismiss them like we dismiss work issues in a workplace.
在教会发生的事情，我们不容易很就是侵略的就忽视他们，像在工作中一样。
We can say, you know, it's just a job when we have work issues.
在工作上，我们只是告诉我们，不过是个工作而已。
But we can't really just say, "Oh, it's just a church issue." When church issues arise,
当教会里发生事情的时候，我们不能简略的说，哦，就是教会的事。
So Paul said to respect and to esteem those who toil among us very highly in love because of the work.
所以保罗教导我们，在我们中间辛勤工作、劳作的人和教会的领袖，我们要。更加敬重他们。
So how do we respect and esteem someone very highly in love?
我们如何敬重和鼓励他们呢？
Now, first of all, we have to recognize and appreciate those people who work hard. We should not take them for granted.
首先呢，我们要注意到这些在我们辛勤工作的人，要敬重他们，不要就是觉得很理所应当的。
And in the NASB translation and some other English translation, it actually translates the word respect as show appreciation or acknowledge.
在新美国标准圣经的译本中，它将尊重一词呢译为表达感谢。
So one of the easiest things we can do is to be an encourager, is to show appreciation and to acknowledge someone.
最容易的事情呢，就是我们开始表达感恩。
It can be a simple thank you.
可以简单的就说谢谢。
It could be working with them to lighten their burden.
可以与他们一起工作，减轻他们工作的负担。
It can be praying for them and their families.
也可以是为他们以及他们的家人祷告。
When we serve God, we know that ultimately we are doing it for the Lord.
当我们侍奉主的时候，我们知道我们最终是为主而做。
We're not looking for some return as if I serve you so that you can serve me.
我们最终的不是追求是我服侍了你，你就回来要服侍我。
So, but don't let that be an excuse for us to test the faith of someone who serves us.
So, 切勿以这个为借口呢，去考验那些服侍我们的人的信心。
And second, we esteem them very highly because of the work not because they are perfect, flawless individuals.
其次，我们要尊重他们，感对他们感激，是因为他们做的工，不是因为他们是完美无瑕的人。
And indeed, these leaders are not perfect.
的确，他们并非完美之人。
Their decisions, their communication, their work habits, everything would have room for improvement.
他们在决策上、沟通上。以及工作习惯上还有需要改进的空间。
But esteeming someone in love is an esteem that is patient and kind.
但是出于爱意、尊重和鼓励呢，是包含着耐心和善意。
We appreciate them for their hard work, even when we see room for improvement.
我们、尊重他们，感恩他们的辛苦付出。即使我们看到他们有不足之处。
In verse 13, it ends with "Be at peace among yourselves."
在第十三节是你们彼此和睦作为结束的。
A command to have peace among and harmony is really nothing unexpected to us.
这种关于保持和平与和谐的教导，并不令人意外。
This is a teaching often directed to the churches in the New Testament.
这是。专于针对新约圣经当中对教会的劝诫。
But it takes on an additional layer of meaning right here.
但是呢，它里边还有一个额外更深的含义。
Because one way to encourage our spiritual leaders is to maintain peace and unity among ourselves.
就是在我们鼓励、感激我们领袖的时候呢，也是在我们会众当中彼此合一。
Because there is nothing more discouraging to a church leader when a congregation is fighting among themselves.
对于一个教会的领导者来说，没有比会众发生纷争更令人气馁的事了。
The second type of people that we need to encourage is the idle.
第二个保罗所说的需要鼓励的人是游手好闲的人。
So, who were the idle that Paul was talking about?
那谁是这些保罗所指的游手好闲的人呢？
Now, apparently, the church of Thessalonica had a problem with idle people.
显然呢，提撒罗尼迦中存在着一些游手好闲的人的问题。
And not only did Paul talk about admonishing idle people in chapter 5, he actually also talked about it in chapter 4 to tell them to work with their hands and not be dependent on anyone.
保罗不仅在第五章，同时在第四章也提到启示。要教导他们要亲手做工，不依赖任何人。
And then in the next letter in 2 Thessalonians, he got into the same subject again in even greater detail.
在提撒罗尼迦后书当中，他就再一次更深地讨论了这些话题，而且更加详细。
In chapter 3, he said, "For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work."But busybodies. Now, such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living.
在提撒罗尼迦后书三章中讲到，我们听说你们中间有游手好闲的，不务正业，反倒好管闲事。我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐并劝勉这样的人，要安分守己的工作，自食其力。
So in the original Greek.Paul uses the word "atactos" to describe those idle people.
在希腊原文中，保罗用 "atacto" 这个词来形容这些游手好闲的人。
It doesn't just mean lazy. This term also carries this connotation of someone who is undisciplined.
这个词不仅仅是指懒惰，是指这些人缺乏纪律的军事含义。
So not only are they not busy at work and counting on other people to support them.
这些人不仅呢不务正业，还依赖别人供养。
They cause even more harm by with the undisciplined use of the infinite free time and becoming a busybody.
他们毫无节制的挥霍大量空闲的时间，而且造成了很大的危害。
So the word admonish means that we firmly but kindly warn, advise, or correct someone regarding the behavior.
所以这个劝诫这个词呢，是针对某人的行为，以坚定温和的态度对其进行提醒、建议和纠正。
We're not talking about a harsh punishment or just yelling at someone.
我们不是指的严厉的惩罚或愤怒的斥责。
An admonition is given with a desire to prevent someone from making a bad mistake or continuing down this destructive path.
劝诫的出发点是出于真诚的关心关切，防止对方犯下更严重，以至于误入歧途。
When Paul tells the church to admonish the idol, he's not telling them to publicly shame them or to kick them out of the church.
当保罗讲到要劝诫这些游手好闲的人，他并不是说要公开的来羞辱他们，或者把他们踢出教会。
He's telling the church to pull these individuals aside, appeal to their minds, and remind them of their obligations.
他呢要求教会呢把这些成员，私底下与他们沟通，要对他们晓之以理。提醒他们应尽的责任。
And he's also telling them to lovingly warn them about the lifestyle is damaging to themselves and the church.
并且有爱心的告诫他们，他们这样的生活方式伤害了他们自己，也损伤了教会。
In 1 Corinthians 4, Paul said to the Corinthian church, I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children.
在哥林多前书第四章中，保罗对哥林多教会说，我写这些话不是为了让你们羞愧，而是为了劝诫自己心爱的孩子那样劝诫你们。
So the purpose of admonishment is not to shame someone.
劝诫的目的不是让人蒙羞。
When you're admonishing someone, you want to treat them like you'd be correcting your children.
当你在劝诫他们的时候，就像纠正自己深爱的孩子那样对待他们。
You love them very much.
你非常的爱他们。
And we need to go back to the purpose of encouragement. It's about building up and not tearing down.
我们要回到劝诫的根基，是为了造就而非拆毁。
Someone compares admonishment to repairing a house.
有人将劝诫呢用来做一个房屋修缮的比例。
We see problems in the house like leaky pipe or rotten wood.
我们当看到房子有问题，比如说水管漏水，或者是木材腐朽。
We point out these problems so that they can be addressed before it turns into bigger problems.
我们把这些问题指出的时候，是赶快要解决，以至于它不能成为更严重的问题。
So the goal is definitely not to tear the house down, but to repair it and make it better.
目的不是把整个房屋要拆毁，而是为了修缮它。
Admonishment is a way to address problems in our lives.
我们劝诫呢，就是解决我们生命中的问题。
These problems can be a behavioral problem, like the idleness in the Church of Thessalonica.
可能是在教会中一些懒散的现象。
Or it could be a belief problem.
可能是信仰上的问题。
Recently, we have some friends who believe that they can prophesy something and have it come true.
最近呢，我们有一些朋友相信自己能说预言，并使其成实践。
And they actually share some video with us on that belief.
他们还跟我们分享了一个宣传这个观念的视频。
And we had to tell them that's not what we agree with.
我们不得不向他们表明，这不是我们认同的方法。
The subject of admonishment can also be emotional problems that people had.
劝诫的对方也有可能是在情绪方面的问题。
It could be their anger, their jealousy, or their bitterness, or worry.
也可能是因为他们有愤怒、嫉妒、苦读或者忧虑的问题。
And that may be actually a more prevalent problem that we are seeing in our lives.
事实上，这个问题在我们的生命当中、生活当中更为普遍了。
I think among all the different forms of encouragement, admonishment can be the most difficult and most uncomfortable for us to do.
在我们受命去实践这种形式的鼓励时候，劝诫是最艰难的，是让人感到最不舒服的一种。
And we may have a misconception that encouragement means that you can never correct.Or confront someone.
我们可能有一种误解，就是说鼓励呢，就是绝对不要纠正他们的问题。
Sometimes, however, that the most encouraging thing that you can do is to gently warn a friend who is going down a destructive path.
但是呢，有时候最给人带来鼓励的举动呢，就是温柔的提醒一个误入歧途的朋友。
True encouragement seeks a person's long-term spiritual health and not their short-term comfort.
真正的鼓励是着眼于一个人长远的灵性的成长和健康，而不是短期的舒适和安逸。
The third type of people that we need to encourage are those faint-hearted.
第三类我们需要鼓励的人是需要那些胆怯的人。
Who are the faint-hearted?
谁是那些胆怯的人呢？
In 1 Thessalonians 5, the faint-hearted refers to those believers who are emotionally exhausted and deeply discouraged.
在帖撒罗尼迦五章中，那些灰心丧志的人是指在情感上或者精力上力竭、深感沮丧的信徒。
They're not lazy or rebellious.
他们并非懒惰或者是悖逆。
For the Thessalonians, it may be because of the persecution they face, or it may be because of grief and confusion.
在提萨南罗尼加教会的时候，他们可能是面临的逼迫和沮丧。
And they're confused maybe because they think, wait a minute, their loved ones died before Jesus Christ has returned a second time, so what's going to happen? So they were a little bit confused and discouraged.
他们的悲伤与困惑可能是相信他们的亲友们在耶稣降临第二次降临之前就过世了。
Now, in the English translation of the Bible, the same word encourage is used in verse 14 as well as in the prior verse 11.
在大多数英文圣经呢，十四节和十一节的鼓励呢是用的一个词。
But in the Greek, actually, in verse 14, is a different word that is being used.
但事实上，希腊的第十四节里的鼓励呢是用的另一个词。
And the meaning of that word is to gently speak to someone in a soothing, in a consoling way.
在十四节的这个希腊原文的这个词呢，是有温和抚慰。带有安慰的意方式去与人交谈。
So a different way to translate verse 14 is to say is to comfort the faint-hearted.
那另外一种翻译的方式去翻译十四节，就是以那些以温柔安慰着灰心的人。
So the prescription here is not to admonish them like we admonish the idle, but providing emotional support to the faint-hearted.
所借的不同呢，就是跟劝诫不一样。像对待那些懒惰的人，而是在情感上提供支持。
We often think that we need a certain bubbly kind of positive personality to encourage someone.
我们老以为呢，我们必须有那种外边活泼积极的态度呢去安慰人。
But in reality, first and foremost, we need discernment and sensitivity to avoid overlooking people that needs to be encouraged.
但是事实上呢，我们需要的是洞察力和敏锐的感知力，去鼓励那些真正需要鼓励的人。
Those who are exhausted and discouraged, they're not going to announce themselves, "Hey, everyone, I need encouragement."
那些情感上耗尽、心灰意冷的人，不会主动的站出来说：“大家好，我需要鼓励。”
In Isaiah 54, it tells us one of the ways that we can confront the faint-hearted is that.The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, and I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear of those who are taught.
在以赛亚书五十章四节中告诉我们一个安慰胆怯于人的途径。主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语辅助贫乏的人。主每早唤醒我，唤醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
So our words are powerful in both a positive and a negative way.
所以我们的言语是有积极的，或者是负面的影响力的。
With the right words, we can sustain someone who is weary.
用恰当的言语可以辅助一个沮丧的人。
And those words have to be based on the truth, that God's words.
但是这个言语呢，是要建立在真理的基础之上。
And first and foremost, we have to have an awakened ears to hear.
所以最主要的，我们自己要有敏锐的听觉。
And notice that this verse tells us that we have to hear every morning, but it doesn't tell us to speak every afternoon.
那你注意看，这个经文告诉我们每天早晨要聆听，却没有告诉我们每天下午必须发言。
I read somewhere that we should follow an 80-20 rule on listening on 80 and speaking on 20.
我曾经读到一篇文章，说是80-20的法则，即使倾听要是占80%，发言只占20%。
That sounds like good advice to me.
我觉得这个建议不错。
I like math and I like this mathematical guidance on quick to listen and slow to speak.
我热爱数学，所以这个法则要来解释，快快的听，慢慢的说。这个教导增加了数学层面的指导意义。
So finally, the command of encouraging one another is to help the weak.
那最后呢，这个彼此鼓励是要扶助那些软弱的人。
So who is the weak?
那谁是那些软弱的人呢？
Now it was possible that Paul was referring to those who are weak in the faith in the church.
保罗所指的可能是教会中那些信心软弱的人。
And they were confused about when Jesus would come again, what happened to the people who already died.
他们对于等待主再来之前，他们的亲人已经过世感到局促不安。
But we shouldn't be limited to that narrow definition of the weak and say, well, we only help those spiritually weak.
我们不应该只与软弱者的定义局限在此。
All around us, there are people who are physically weak, emotionally weak, economically weak, and spiritually weak.
在我们的周遭呢，身边有身体、经济、灵感、情感方面软弱的人。
If we close our eyes to all but one category of the weak, I don't know how we can say we're encouraging one another or we're loving one another.
我们在这些软弱群体中的任何一类忽视不见呢，我们就没法说我们彼此相爱。
The command is to help the weak.
这个诫命是我们要帮助这些软弱的人。
The word help is wide open because there are so many ways that we can help.
这个扶助它的词义包含广阔。
For the idle, we gently warn. For the faint-hearted, we comfort with kind words. For the weak, we go beyond words and help in many concrete and specific ways.
对于倦怠的人呢，懒惰的人，我们以温和的劝诫；对于胆怯灰心的人，我们以善言加以安慰；对于软弱的人，我们的帮助不仅于言语。
So the word help has this connotation of holding on someone tightly and not letting them go and not letting them fall.
这个扶助的词呢，在希腊原文中是包括紧紧的抓住，不松手，不让对方跌倒的意思。
So whatever those ways that we can think of to help, in the end, we don't want to see the weak fall.
无论我们用何种援助的方式，归根结底，我们不至于让这个软弱的人跌倒。
I'm thankful for the care ministry in MGC.
我非常感谢 MGC 的关怀事工。
We pray, we deliver meals, we provide transportation, we serve lunch, we help fix house issues, and on and on.
我们一起祷告，一起送餐，接送服务，供应午餐，以及帮助修缮房屋。
And God would remember what we do in His name.
耶稣会神，我们的神会纪念我们一切奉他名所做的事。
Jesus said that when we did it to one of the least of the brothers, we did it to Jesus himself.
正如耶稣在圣经中所说，我们对于这些弟兄中最小的一个人所做的，我们就是做在他身上了。
When Paul bid farewell to the Ephesians elders in Acts 20, he said in verse 35, In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said,It is more blessed to give than to receive.
当保罗在对使徒行传中对以弗所的长老辞行的时候，他在35节说道：“我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，并纪念主耶稣的话，就是他所说的，施比受更为有福。”
Helping the weak is hard work, as Paul has demonstrated in his own life.
扶助软弱者是一个艰辛的工作，就像保罗在他生命中实践的那样。
Helping the weak can be tiring.
帮助软弱的人会让人感到疲惫。
If it is that easy, we won't need our help in the first place.
如果是轻而易举的事，他们就不需要我们的帮助了。
Paul encouraged the Ephesians by reminding them of this often quoted saying from Jesus, It is more blessed to give than to receive.
保罗就引用耶稣的那句话，施比受更为有福，来劝诫以弗所的人。
And where is that blessing coming from?
那个祝福从哪里来呢？
It's not from the weak that we help.
不是从那些受帮助的弱者而来。
Because in Luke 14, it tells us that when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, and the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.
在路加福音第十四章中说到，但你摆设筵席，倒要请那些贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了，因为他们没有什么可以报答你。到一人复活的时候，你就得到报答。
Paul concluded the list of who we should encourage and the different types of people with, "Be patient with them all."
最后呢，保罗对于各样的人需要安慰的，做了一个结束的结语，说要对所有的人保持耐心。
Doesn't matter who are we dealing with, the church leader who toil, the idle, the faint-hearted, the weak, be patient with them all.
不管我们是面对教会的领袖，还是游手好闲的人。胆怯的人，软弱的人，我们对他们所有的都需要有耐心。
We need patience dealing with the faint-hearted.
我们需要耐心对于那些胆怯的人。
You may have experienced that sometimes we don't even understand why someone is so stressed out in certain situations.
有时候你可有这样的经历，就是说你觉得那些没有什么有一些人经历一些事情，倍感压力，本来是没什么大的事的。
We want to say, "What's the big deal? Just get over it."
你也许想说这没什么大不了的事，就想开点就好了。
And why don't you just do this and that, and then you can just solve your problem?
或者你想说你这样做那样做不就解决了吗
？But Paul tells us be patient with them all.
但是保罗告诫我们说要有耐心。
We need patience to deal with the idle.
我们需要有耐心对那些游手好闲的人。
We cannot expect someone to change overnight.
我们不能指望他一夜间就改变。
The same problem may happen again and again, despite your admonishment.
也许这样的事情要反复的劝诫，还要同样的发生。
And only they may change when you finally about to give up, thinking that it would never happen.
也许在你完全要放弃的时候，说不可能改变了，他们也许会改变。
Be patient with them all.
对他们要有耐心。
If a church is needed to help the weak, it is almost by definition a long-term problem.
如果你教会里决定要帮助这些软弱的人，你就要知道这是一个很长的路程。
The church community won't even notice that someone is weak needing help if the weakness is ever so short term.
如果这些软弱的是短暂的话，我们也许都不会注意到。
Be patient with them all.
对所有的要有耐心。
Why do we have to encourage one another?
为什么我们要彼此鼓励劝诫呢？
Paul started with verse 11 saying, "Therefore, encourage one another."
保罗在十一节说，你们要开始彼此劝诫。
So we need to go back to the verses before that to understand why, because we have to encourage.
也许我们要回到之前的章节看，为什么我们要彼此鼓励呢？
And if you read earlier, you will find that in verse 2 it says, "For the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." In verse 6 it says that, "Let us help."Let's keep awake and be sober. And then in verse 10, right before 11, so that we might live with him.
你要回到之前的章节，你会看到第二节主的日子来到像夜间的贼一样。第六节我们要警醒谨守，然后第十节我们要与他同活。
The reason we need to encourage one another is because of this hope.
因为我们有这样的一个盼望，所以我们要彼此劝诫鼓励。
One day we will live with God.
终有一天我们与神同住。
Because of this hope, we have to encourage the faint-hearted and not give up and fall outside of the church community.
所以正因为这样的盼望，我们要鼓励那些灰心丧志的人。
Jesus will come again and wipe away our tears and sorrow.
神会再来抹去我们的眼泪。
Because of this hope, we have to help the weak.And to stand firm.
是因为这样的盼望，我们才要扶持软弱者，能够站立的稳。
Our weakness is but for a moment compared to the eternity of God.
我们的软弱只是暂时，跟神的永恒相比。
One day we will live with God and reign with Christ.
终有一天我们与神同住，并与神一同作王。
We have to admonish the idle and turn them around.
我们要劝诫那些游手好闲的人，促使他们回转。
Because the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and we will have to stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
因为神来就像夜间的贼突然临到，我们终于要来到耶稣的审判台前。
We have to respect our leaders because of their work.
我们要尊重我们教会的领袖。
Because together we will present ourselves as the bride to be welcomed into the kingdom of Christ.
因为我们会一起成预备自己，预备教会，成为神道临来的心腹。
What are the dangers of a church community that does not encourage one another?
一个教会的团体不彼此鼓励，会有什么样的危险呢？
Hebrews 3:13 tells us that but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
希伯来书三章十三节告诉我们，总要趁着还有今日，天天劝勉，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Sin is deceitful in the way that it can camouflage itself as something that's not that bad.
罪其实是有欺骗性的，有时候他把自己伪装成无伤大雅的事。
Everybody does it, so it must be okay for me to do it too.
既然所有的人都这么做，自己效仿也无妨。
Sin is deceitful in what it promises us.
罪在他承诺下的，在他所许的承诺上是充满欺骗性的。
It promises that it can bring us happiness and enjoyment, but it doesn't tell us that happiness would only last for a moment.
他声称可以带给我们幸福和快乐，但是这个快乐转世即消失。
Sin is deceitful by replacing God with men as the center of our lives.
罪还有欺骗性，就是它诱导我们将我们自己作为生命的中心，而非我们的主。
It tells us that we are to please ourselves and not the God that created us.
告诉我们我们要先取悦自己，而不是取悦那个创造我们的主。
So ultimately, a non-encouraging church becomes a collection of isolated individuals.
归根结底，如果教会不彼此劝勉，就会沦成一群，变成一群彼此孤立的个体。
And at that time, the deceitfulness of sin would then find fertile ground in that darkness of isolation.
在孤立的这个阴影下面，罪的欺骗性就有了滋生的温床。
And when a church stops encouraging,is like a body that has dismantled its own immune system.
当教会停止彼此鼓励的勉励的时候，就像一个人缺乏了自身免疫。
And that hardening effect of sin would be allowed to quietly infect every member.
那任由罪就是使人刚硬的罪呢，就侵入我们的教会。
All the way from the leadership down to the weakest believer.
就悄然侵染每一个从教会的领袖到每个成员，无一幸免。
Hebrews 3:13 tells us that we have to encourage one another every day.
在希伯来书三章十三节告诉我们要必须天天劝慰。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says that therefore encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十一节也说，你们要彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们常素所行的。
Encouragement is not a one-time thing.
鼓励并不是一个一次性的举动。
It is a daily practice.
而是日常的操练。
It has to be embedded in our DNA and become the culture of our church.
它应该融入我们的基因，成为我们教会的文化。
So I'm going to give you homework.
我现在给大家布置一个作业。
I'm going to ask you to think of one thing that you can encourage another person this week.
让大家想一想，这一周你是不是可以想一个人，你去鼓励安慰。
Think of someone in your circle.
想一想你周围的有影响的，可以有影响的。
We have talked about many ways of encouraging someone.
我们已经教了你很多的方法去鼓励一个人。
So you just need to pick one.
你就选一个。
May God use us to be encouragers for the people around us.
愿神使用我们成为一个身边的人的鼓励者。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with repentance.
亲爱的主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们要认罪祷告。
Because oftentimes we just look at ourselves and think of how we can, do something good for ourselves.
多数的时候我们只想到自己，想到如何为自己做事。
Help us turn our eyes outward and look at the people around us.
让我们的 眼睛可以环顾四周，看到周边的人。
When we said we love you, Lord, and we love the people around us, let us be something that you would use us to encourage people around us.
主啊，当我们说我们爱你、爱人的时候，主啊，求你让我们用这样的爱行出来，去鼓励周围的人。
So that our families and our church and our community will indeed be built up by you.
以至于这样，我们的家庭、我们的社区、我们的教会会被你而建立。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们一起来唱一个回应的诗歌。